Michael Bright is back with us, assistant calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer. Welcome back to 1290 WLBY, Michael. Good weekend ahead?
Oh, yeah, busy weekend ahead.
Well, regale us with what you know.
I shall. There's a couple U of M student theater productions to highlight. We'll start there.
All right.
The theater department's putting on a play called The Convent. This is at Lydia Mendelson all weekend. It's a play by American playwright Jessica Dickey. It's a dark comedy about a group of modern women on a retreat at a medieval convent in the south of France. And while they're there, enigmatic abbess urges them to take a hallucinogenic concoction, and they reveal different aspects, repressed aspects of themselves. Again, dark comedy. Looked pretty funny, actually. 7:30 p.m. Thursday, 8 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday. Lydia Mendelson, $29 to $35.
Next is a production of Matilda.
Yeah, this is the UM Musket, which is a student-run theater group. They're pretty professional, though. They do a really good job. And they're doing the Matilda musical. It's, of course, based on Roald Dahl's children's novel about a precocious five-year-old girl with the gift of telekinesis who loves reading. So he's a good, I think it's a kind of family-friendly play, too. So you can bring the youngsters if you like. 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday, Power Center for that one. And that's a $15 ticket, $9 for kids 12 and under.
We talked the last couple of weeks about the University of Michigan Men's Glee Club, the Women's Glee Club. And the Men's Glee Club has a subset called the Friars. Now it's their turn this weekend.
Yeah, this is the run of Glee Club concerts. This one's at Rackham on Friday night. And yes, the Friars are they're putting on what they call the study break concert, which is always kind of during finals week or around that time. And they call themselves a crack squad of super crooners.
They are.
So it's an octet, basically, drawn from the Men's Glee Club. They're playing down at Rackham, 8 p.m. show Friday night. They're also joined by an MSU a cappella ensemble called Spartan Discords.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes, they can put aside their differences. We'll be playing on the football field a few weeks ago. So anyway, 8 p.m. again Friday night for that, $15 ticket.
All right. Now, Saturday, Carytown Concert House, they've got a production underway.
They have a clarinetist playing named Evan Christopher on Saturday night. And this one looked pretty cool. He's a noted New Orleans jazz clarinetist. Kind of influenced by Creole style masters like Sidney Bechet and Jimmy Noon. His repertoire encompasses early jazz classics, often overlooked or forgotten works, and then he does some originals as well. So he's playing with a quartet. He's got a pianist, a cellist, and a guitarist with him. Looks kind of a nice jazz, early jazz show. 7:30 p.m., that's Carytown Concert House, Saturday night. Tickets go for $30 to $40.
What's next?
Little different kind of music. There's some a string quartet at Rackham on Saturday night. That's one of my favorite venues for classical music, really quartet chamber music. You can see it at Rackham. They got the big comfy seats. it's a nice stage, nice sound, and it's the Danish string quartet. It's being brought in by the University Musical Society. They're playing a nice looking program. It's Stravinsky's Three Pieces for String Quartet. They're doing Beethoven String Quartet number 13, and then the Radiohead founding member Johnny Greenwood's suite from his score for There Will Be Blood.
Oh.
Didn't know that was a...
I didn't either.
Yeah, so cool program. 7:30 show Saturday night. Tickets go from $40 to $67.
Talking with Michael Bright, assistant calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer, a complete listing of the events for this weekend and throughout the entire month is in each month's Ann Arbor Observer, and he just picks out several of them to tell us about for the weekend, give us some ideas on what we can do. Anything else this weekend?
Sunday, the library does their thing now every Sunday, it seems, this month. Revolution Chinese Yo-Yo. You want to see a family-friendly Chinese yo-yo performance?
Ooh, those are spectacular.
They're kind of fun.
Very professional.
Yeah.
They can do everything with those yo-yos.
And this is a bunch of UM students. This has been actually going on. This Revolution Chinese yo-yo group has been around for a number of years now. And they put on a show, family-friendly show, 3 to 4 p.m. Sunday. something to do.
All right. A lot to do in Ann Arbor. Yeah. That is for certain. And thanks to the Ann Arbor Observer, which highlights all these events on our show. Appreciate Michael Bright, Assistant Calendar Editor at the Observer. And I'm Lucy Ann Lance. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.